BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And welcome to a special edition of Crosstalk here on VCY America. It's special because we have a very special purpose for the broadcast today, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. But I want to remind you of what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You know, there are many issues that are impacting our nation today. You hear them addressed every day on Crosstalk. These are issues that also weigh heavy upon the shoulders of the president. Our trust and confidence, ladies and gentlemen, does not lie, though, in the President of the United States. Rather, our trust and confidence relies in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the scripture says that some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we'll remember the name of the Lord our God. But we are to pray for him. But when you think of all the things that are confronting the president, there are indeed many. Just think about the issues pertaining to national security and all the discussions going on right now regarding the border situation, the flow of illegal drugs into our nation, illegal immigration, the threats to the safety and welfare of the nation. Think of our national defense. There's international affairs, of course, the matters pertaining to North Korea, communist China, including all the aspects of trade with China. Iran and the continued threats coming forth that come from Iran and the chance of death to America. We see the issues of Russia and its aggressiveness taking place. The continued threats of Islam, ISIS, Hamas, Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda. We think also of just the maintaining of ambassadors and embassies around the world. Our relations with Israel and addressing those who are seeking to destroy our relationship with this nation and those that are destined to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And then, of course, there are the domestic matters, energy and education and transportation, our infrastructure, agriculture, health and human services and veterans affairs, and on that list goes. And yes, indeed, there are the moral issues that are very important to believers in Christ, abortion and the taking of innocent human life at all stages of development. Recently, our president confronted comments countering those that are pushing infanticide, as that has been pushed in legislation in various states. There is also the continued push of the LGBT agenda across the nation, whether it's happening in our educational institutions and the school field trips and young people having to make decisions on the restrooms and locker rooms and so forth, or whether it be that of the U.S. military, many moral issues that are on the shoulders of the President of the United States as well. And yes, the issues that confront the president are many, and we've listed just a portion of that responsibility. And today, perhaps it's one of these matters that I've mentioned that you wish you had just a minute of time to talk to the president. And if you did, you would say, and you would begin to share what was on your heart on that particular issue. And today, on Crosstalk, we're going to give you that opportunity in a program we're calling Dear Mr. President. We're giving you the opportunity to call in and share in a minute or less what you wish to convey to the president on a topic that's important to you. Now, this week, before the week is done, we're going to send a CD of this program to the White House so that they are aware of the very sentiments that you desire the president to know. It's called Dear Mr. President. And right now on the phone lines, we are opening them to give you that opportunity here on Crosstalk today to share if it's one of these topics or another issue of what's on your heart. If you had a minute or less to share with the president, what would you say? And you have the opportunity now in this segment called Dear Mr. President. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. 2-9, giving you the opportunity. We've passed the middle point of the president's tenure. The election mode is heated up here for the 2020 elections. But friends, this will be an opportunity to hear from across the nation on Crosstalk today, and we will be sending a CD of this program directly to the White House for his administration to know what's on the hearts and minds of listeners across the miles. Now, we're asking again that this be just a minute or less. And also, as soon as you hear somebody hang up after we have finished talking with them, that will be your indication to know that you can call in and share your thought as well. So the lines are all packed right now, but we will give you opportunity to continue to call in through the course of this entire Crosstalk program in this segment called Dear Mr. President. If you had a minute or less to share with the president your thoughts on one of these issues or some issue of public importance, share with the president today as you would. Let's begin by going to Monroe, Wisconsin. Mark, go ahead. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, as a businessman that means business, that's why we voted for you instead of the typical politician that can't possibly take a stand for just about anything. That's my comment.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Gary in Joplin, Missouri. Dear Mr. President.
Mr. President, I thank you so much for what you're doing and what you're going to continue to do, and I'm behind you 100%. And as a Christian, it gives me inspiration to know that we have a Christian man in the White House doing God's work, and let us always turn to God for answers.
Thank you, Gary, for your comments. Laurel in Milwaukee. Dear Mr. President.
Please make the Muslim Brotherhood and all of its affiliations a terrorist organization so they don't control so much of the country, especially the White House.
Thank you, Laurel, for your comments. Again, write down the phone number, because as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means that another line is open at 800-733-9829 in our segment today, Dear Mr. President. Sue is calling from Hermiston, Oregon. Sue, you're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, we in this area are absolutely praying for you. Save our children, save our borders. God bless you and Vice President Pence. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Blanche is calling from Ohio. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, I stand with you 100%. I support what you're doing. I pray for you every day. And I believe what you're doing is the very thing that our country needs. We need to turn back to God, and you're doing that for us. And don't let them bully you and put you down. That's what has been going on too long, too much bullying. And I stand with you 100%, and a million other people also do.
Thank you, Blanche.
Okay.
Brian in Laval, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you for the State of the Union address the other night that you addressed that children are a gift from God in God's image. That meant a lot. That made my whole family just feel great. And we appreciate it. We stand by you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian, for your call. Next to Minnesota, Kathy, go ahead. Dear Mr. President.
And we appreciate it.
Kathy, please go ahead. Hello, Kathy. Okay, Inez in Butler, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, I'm 101, and I would be happy to give $101 to start the wall that we need.
Thank you, Inez, for your call here today. The segment, Dear Mr. President, and be sure, folks, you're listening to your phones, not the radio, because of the delay that happens in the segment today, giving you an opportunity to share. If you had a minute or less to share with the president, maybe you want to address one of these issues or share what's on your heart, today is that opportunity for you to do so. Going back to the phone lines to Valentine, Nebraska. Judy, you're on the air.
Yes. Dear Mr. President, thank you for being a president in spite of the tremendous opposition you're facing daily. And thanks for standing strong on your belief we need a wall at the border. And if we would all stop and pray before we criticize the president, possibly our country could be united again. God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy, for your call from Valentine, Nebraska. We go now to Tennessee, and Mertice, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Dear Mr. President, I can't thank you enough for all you have done for America thus far. My concern is, though, the thrust of Agenda 21. And are we aware of this evil agenda? Are we doing enough to thwart it? Thank you, and God bless you.
Great. Thank you so much for your call today. Jolena is next, calling from Tennessee. Hi, Jolena. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, I speak on behalf of my family, and we want to say thank you so much for what you are doing for this country and what you continue to do for us. We are praying for you, and just keep up the good work, because we love what you stand for, and we are behind you 100%. Thank you, and God bless you.
Julina, thank you for your call today. And next to Waukesha, Wisconsin, Matilda, you're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, I think you're doing a great and wonderful job. I pray for you every day, and God bless you today and every single day.
Thank you, Matilda. And thank you very much for your calls. And we're taking them today here on Crosstalk in the segment, Dear Mr. President. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Deb, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just want to say, Mr. President, you are doing a great job for this country. I want to tell you that we pray every Tuesday night in our group for you and for this country. I thank you that you stand against abortion and that you are standing with Israel. Thank you for the job. Thank you for the border that you're the wall you're trying to put up and secure our borders in this country. God bless you. You are a man of integrity.
Deb, thank you for your call today. Next to Mission, Texas, and Ralph is calling. Ralph, you're on the air.
How are you guys doing? Thank you. I want to say thank you, Trump, for everything you've done. I am from Mission, Texas. I just want to say, build that wall. Everybody wants to call it the Wall of Berlin, but that wall kept people in. The wall you want to build keeps bad people out. I call it the Freedom Wall. Mr. President, build that Freedom Wall, because it guarantees my freedom in this country, in this state, in this county.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph, for your call today. Mike is calling from Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank the president for his stand on the pro-life issue, and for his stand for Israel, and for being a Christian, and all the work that he's done, and for the support on the wall, and all of our people in my family and our community support him, and everything he does, and we love him. We thank him for being a Christian, and we're praying for him every day, and his family.
Mike, thank you for your call here today. We're just seconds away from the break, so rather than interrupt a call, we are going to take the break and come back into our next segment as well, having you respond, Dear Mr. President. And the lines, we're going through calls quickly, and I see the lines are all filled up again right now, so you wait until you hear somebody hang up, and that will be your opportunity to call at 800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk on VCY America, the reminder, indeed, of praying for those that are in authority, as Scripture says, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And Scripture says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast do stars change from one type of star into another?
Chris, evolutionists are fond of saying that changes in stars take millions of years to occur. But it's important to remember that they've never seen stars do anything for millions of years. And yet sometimes we do see stars undergo dramatic change quickly. Recently, a star was observed to change in only a few years from a white dwarf star about the size of the Earth to a giant star 80 times wider than the Sun, an increase in volume of over 500 million. Evolutionists used to insist that such changes took long periods, but when we see it happen rapidly. Evidently, the biblical doctrine of recent creation of all things is accurate. Back to Genesis, that's the view that fits the facts.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our program today is entitled, Dear Mr. President, giving you opportunity in a minute or less to share what you would with the President of the United States. We're going to be sending a CD of this program to the President's address there at the White House prior to the week being done, and giving you this opportunity if you had that minute or less. And we named a number of issues at the beginning of the program today that if you wish to address one of those or something else that's on your mind, what would you say? And this is your opportunity to say it as we ship this off then to the White House. Let's continue with our calls today, and the lines are filled. They'll be free here as you hear individuals hang up. That's your opportunity to call 800-733-9829. Courtney is calling in from Florida. Good afternoon, Courtney. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, and God bless all you saints, first of all. And I just want to say, I hope the president would ban the perverted sex, so-called education that they teach our young children in school, which is destroying souls, and that prayer be put back in school, because if the world could tell us what we should do in our churches, we should be able to tell them we don't want it in our schools. God bless you now.
Thank you, Courtney. Let's go to New Lexington, Ohio. And Patty, you're on the air. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, I want to thank you for loving Jesus Christ and the American people. Please stop the geoengineering. The geoengineering is causing health issues for the American people that you love. Please know that you and your family are in our prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Tom in Michigan, dear Mr. President.
Yeah, build that wall, Mr. President, and build it out of American steel or concrete, whatever you make it out of, American, 100% U.S.
Thank you, Tom.
That's my comment, yep.
Okay, Brad in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air, Brad.
Hey, Brother Jim, I would say, Mr. President, you've done well in telling it like it is and in keeping your promises. Now, please intervene on behalf of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher and put the persecution of him to an end. Please build a wall, preferably without compromise. Please clean out the swamp, as you have said. And finally, when the courts get in your way again, do as another great president did, President Lincoln. Defy the courts and tell them to back off and get back in their place.
Thank you, Brad, for your comments today.
Thank you.
Melvin is calling from Kentucky. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, the Lord put you in that office. He inspired me to pray for you for the sole purpose of standing with Israel and making America strong again. Don't be afraid. He's with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Melvin. Taking your calls today, by the way, write down the number. It's 800-733-9829. Let's go to Kansas City, Missouri. Janessa, you're on the air.
Hi, I would say, dear Mr. President, you're loved by the Lord so much, and I'm constantly praying that you understand your need for salvation and that you become a Christian and ask for Christ's forgiveness of your sin. That is my prayer for the president, and my encouragement would be keep standing up for America's freedoms. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Janessa. Julie in Pensacola, Florida, dear Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President, for being our president, for leading our country, and doing a good job. You are the best president, and I thank you for building that wall, and I pray that it does get built. And I am praying for you that you will win the next election as well, and that you would even bring a leader into those countries that the migrants are coming from and maybe help them create their own jobs. And I know that you can do all of these things because you are strong. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Connie is calling from Delavan, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President, for all you've done for this country and will continue to do. You are in all my prayer warriors' prayers. We are praying the full armor of God on you every day and Psalm 91. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Ruth in Idaho. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you for the fantastic job you're doing thus far. We're supporting you here in Boise, Idaho, and what I ask you to do is to continue to protect and stand up for the nation of Israel. Number two, to protect the preborn and newborn children being born in our nation. And number three, fight radical Islam in our country and in the cell groups that are around our nation already. Number four, bring back Christianity teaching and the prayer back into our public schools. Number five, stand up to Nancy Pelosi and all those radical females. I'm a female, and I am ashamed of what we're seeing dressed in white. White is a symbol of purity, and that is not what we're seeing at the State of the Union. Thank you for all you and Vice President Pence have done thus far, and keep up the fantastic work. We're with you.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Ruth, for your call here. Marlene in McKee, Kentucky, you're on the air. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, you are our Nehemiah. They had torn down the wall in Jerusalem, and Nehemiah was called by God to build the wall back. He built the wall back with one hand and a sword in the other. Build the wall, Mr. President. We are so proud of you, and we love you and your family so much. God bless.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jean in Vero Beach, Florida. Jean, you're on the air. Dear Mr. President.
President Trump, listen very carefully. There are two important things in this world, and number one is the Word of God. So all your support toward the Word of God, that is getting the Bible back into schools in every other way you can, is number one. God favors that. Number two is our relationship, the United States, with Israel. Please never stop supporting Israel. This will commend us to God, and every other thing will fall into place. You will be a great president at that point. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Gene, for your call. Pastor Mark in Missouri, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, please assist in giving Asiya Bibi asylum. She is a Pakistani Christian, Asiya Bibi. Also, I would hope that you have a passion toward assisting in Christians that are being persecuted internationally. Appreciate all that you're doing in fighting abortion and standing for Israel. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Faye in Minnesota, dear Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. President, I want to thank you for all that you're doing for our country, and keep the faith, and we're praying for you. Know that the public is praying for you, and
thank you, Faye.
Thank you.
Neil is next in Duluth, Minnesota. Dear Mr. President.
Yes, hi. Dear Mr. President, thank you so much for the job that you're doing. You are in our prayers, and we are so proud of the job you're doing, and I just want to just encourage you to just continue to lean on the Lord and for wisdom. And thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Neil, for your call. To Tennessee we go. Raven, you're on the air.
Yes, I do not like Trump because I feel like...
Okay, let's finish this phrase, Raven. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President.
Go ahead, Raven.
Okay, dear Mr. President, I do not like nothing you're doing because you said Mexicans are supposed to build the wall, and I don't feel like we need a wall, because if we're supposed to be American, we're supposed to be all united, that means we're supposed to love each other. If you say you love God, you won't be racism. God loves all of us. We all is one from his image.
Thank you, Raven, for your thoughts today. Drake in Kentucky, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, doing a great job. There is one thing, though, that you need to fix that you created is the tax bracket issue with middle class, as everyone is beginning to start filing taxes. Everyone is realizing what their small refund has done. Just please reverse that for the middle class system. Thank you.
Thank you, Drake. Mary in Chattanooga, Tennessee, dear Mr. President.
Yes, I want to say to Mr. President, I think God put you in there, and these things that are happening, the Bible is just fulfilling, but God put you there, so keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Alice is calling from Arkansas, and Alice, you're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, the powers that be are ordained of God. God has put you there to be our president. I thank you for all that he has allowed you to do. I am praying that he will turn your heart and your mind to do his will, what he wants to do with America. I pray for all in authority in this country. I'm praying for everybody in Washington, D.C., for someday all will give an account to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Alice next in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Dear Mr. President.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call, brother. Dear Mr. President, everything that you're doing, one thing I think you're doing wrong is get off of Twitter, ditch the account, forget it. Just do away with it.
Thank you, Al. Troy in Racine, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Hi, this is Troy, Mr. President. I just wanted to say that I'm praying for you to get in God's Word and talk about abortion, because abortion we do not want. God says in His Word that we shouldn't shed. He hates people that shed innocent blood. And also, please build that wall. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for your call, Troy. Ernie is next in Princeton, Minnesota. Ernie, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say that we stand behind the president 100%. And I'm behind him for this building the wall, and I would pray that he would stop this abortion. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Ernie. Our number, write it down, 800-733-9829. Waukesha, Wisconsin. Maureen, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, the most important thing I want to say is that under no circumstances ever, ever divide the land of Israel. It belongs to the Jewish people. It's ordained by God, and we will continue to pray for you, and we thank you, Mr. President, for all that you do.
Thank you, Maureen. Bonnie is next in Idaho. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, this is Bonnie Jenkins in Idaho. You're an answer to prayer from many years of praying that God would put somebody in there who would fight for our country. And I was never so proud to be an American since when Ronald Reagan was president as I was when you gave your speech the other night of the State of the Nation. And keep fighting the fight. Don't compromise.
Thank you,
Ronald Reagan was president.
Thank you very much. Onita is calling next from Washington State. Onita, dear Mr. President.
Yeah, dear Mr. President, I like some of the stuff I've been hearing about what you're doing, and I hope that God leads you to stop all the abortions. I wish I had a place to take these babies in, but I'm glad that you're working with Israel and all the other, stop the people from teaching these children to be bisexual, because let them be what God created them to be. And I just pray for you every day as well, and the help of you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Anita. We appreciate that very much, your call today, participation on the broadcast. We're going to take a break, and our next segment will be followed with more of your calls here today on today's Crosstalk program in a segment called Dear Mr. President. And we'll be sharing the comments here, a CD of today's program with the White House. And write down the number and call then as lines become available after you hear callers hang up. That means the line is open at 800-733-9829. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
The New England Primer was introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris. It was the first textbook printed in America. For a century after its introduction, it was the beginning textbook for students, and until well into the 20th century, it continued to be a principal text in all types of American schools. The founders, as well as millions of other Americans, learned to read from the New England Primer and the Bible. The core of the primer is its rhyming alphabet, such as for letter A, in Adam's Fall, we send all. The letter G, as runs the glass, man's life doth pass.
It also included lessons for youth, Bible questions, and a shorter catechism. A pocket-size hardcover edition of this 1777 historical reprint is available for a donation of $9 or more by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the New England Primer.
And indeed, we're taking calls from across the nation here today on Crosstalk in our program entitled Dear Mr. President, giving you opportunity to share what's in your heart. And yeah, a minute or less, I understand it's not a whole lot of time, but certainly gives a sentiment of so many people from across the nation on the broadcast today. And taking your calls as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call in on the broadcast at 800-733-9829. We're going to continue on in Bancroft, Wisconsin. And Karen, you're on the air. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, we thank God for putting you in office to take on this battle, equipping you with the ability to do so. We pray that the Lord would continue to protect and lead you, and that you seek His wisdom and counsel each day in all you do through His word, not the counsel of man. We love you, God bless you, and keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Karen, for your call. Ed in Minnesota, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, I was born when President Eisenhower was in the White House. Of all the presidents, you are the best president of my lifetime. I'm praying for you daily.
Thank you, Ed. Roscoe in West Virginia, dear Mr. President.
Yeah, appreciate what you're doing, Mr. Trump. Build the wall, ban for religious freedom, ban abortion for across the United States. Support Israel because they are our brother in God, and we've got to stand for God around the world and religious freedoms. But with North Korea, please keep a watchful eye on them and Iran, and please keep on doing what you're doing because you're doing such a great job. And we pray for my man, the kids pray for you and Vice President every night. God bless you all.
Thank you, Roscoe. Carol in Missouri, you're on the air with Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, I want to thank you for all you have done and continue to do to keep America a sovereign republic and to keep us one nation under God. And I want to ask you to please pass the love and thanks of many, many Americans on to your wife and your son, your young son, and all your family. And also, I just want to say that please continue to support our work to make sure that we get the wall and that abortion is outlawed. And we support Israel. It's very important to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Holly in Sparta, Wisconsin, dear Mr. President.
Thank you for putting America first. Please pardon Michael New and Eddie Gallagher, and we pray for your protection and your success every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Martin in Pasco, Washington, dear Mr. President.
Estimado señor presidente, gracias por todo lo que ha hecho y sigue haciendo. Construye nuestro muro, proteja nuestra tierra. Dear Mr. President, thank you very much for all you continue to do and have done. Please build the wall. May God bless you.
Thank you, Martin. Richard in Partyville, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. President, for all that you've done, and hopefully you'll be reelected. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you for your call. Rachel in Mobile, Alabama. Dear Mr. President.
Thank you, sir, for the beautiful First Lady. People in Alabama love her, and we love you, and we thank you and hope you have a happy Valentine's with Mrs. Trump and Barron. Thank you.
Thank you. Alan in Twin Falls, Idaho, you're on the air. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you so much for the direction that you've taken our country. Thank you for your resilience and in the onslaught of all the garbage you've had to put up with. It is shameful. I would like to apologize to you for the ignorance of the men and women who hate you. I greatly love you. I'm thankful for what you have done and are doing. I pray that you would continue on that path. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan, for your call. We have Maxine next in Ohio. Maxine, you're on the air.
Thank you. Dear Mr. President, you know who can prosecute the ones that have been treason to this nation. Please start those investigations since Mueller didn't find anything on you, and we all knew that there was nothing. We thank you for your job. It's a hard one, and you're in our prayers. Don't give in to the Democrats. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maxine. Tommy in Alabama, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you that you are doing what you said you were doing. Thank you for making Jerusalem the eternal capital of Israel. And even though it's Christians, as a Christian, I know that it always was and always will be. And, Mr. President, thank you for the things that you're doing, and I wish you could suspend Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Nancy Pelosi from the Congress, as well as Chuck Schumer. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. To a caller in Florida, dear Mr. President.
Yes, very good job, Donald Trump. I appreciate your eloquence. In reference to the wall, I'm for the wall as well. And have you considered having a national lottery system to raise the funds, much like the educational lotteries do in the state-by-state thing? And lastly, please get in and stay in the King James Bible. Study it. Memorize it. It will serve you well, Mr. Trump. God bless you.
To Peggy in Kentucky, you're on the air, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you so much for the love that you have for your Holy Bible. And thank you for the love that you have for the unborn children. It is so special to me. And thank you for the love that you have to keep America safe. My husband works for the government, and he's for the wall. So hang in there, and we love you.
Thank you, Peggy. Gina's next in Michigan. Dear Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President, for standing for Jesus Christ on your platform. And thank you for all you've done for us. You're a good man, and you got a lot of backbone to keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you, Gene. To Salisbury, Maryland, and Abby, you're on the air, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you for all that you have done so far. You are a great president. I just ask that, you know, continue to fight for those unborn babies. Lord, it just breaks my heart to see those unborn babies have to suffer because they can't do anything about it. And I also pray that you continue our relations with Israel. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Abby. Debbie in Ohio, dear Mr. President.
Hi, Mr. President. I'd like to thank you for being the first president in my lifetime that isn't full of beans that says what you said you would do, you're doing it. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And please, build the wall. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Elaine in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, I praise and thank God every day that you were elected our president. Keep up the great work you are doing to uphold our country amid all the opposition you are facing.
Thank you, Elaine, for your call here today. And let's go to Somerset, Kentucky. Robert is calling. Dear Mr. President.
Yeah, dear Mr. President. My name is Robert Bell from Somerset, Kentucky. I'm an evangelist, a preacher, and thank God for putting you in the office. You're doing a great job. Build that wall, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Our telephone number is 1-800-733-9829. Andy in Missouri, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, please continue to pursue pro-life judges and policies. Abortion negatively affects every aspect of our country. Abortion kills innocent children and future American citizens. future employers and employees, and future taxpayers. Loss of these unborn people causes a demand in illegal immigration to fill jobs in our expanding economy. Loss of future wage earners causes the government to tax and borrow more money due to unrealized tax revenue generation. Not only does abortion kill innocent children, it is killing our country's long-term economic power, stability, and all that emanates from it. Until we decide to stop abortion, we will not get other important decisions right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Andy, for your call from Missouri. Let's go next to Linda in Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you so much for the job you're doing. Thank you for being our voice. I'm so sorry for the disrespect of the president you received from the media and the Dems. And lastly, I want you to build the wall, but if no one's going to go with you, then let the people take a vote. For the people, by the people. Let us vote, and you'll get the wall. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And we have Annalise in Oregon. You're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, we so appreciate all the excellence of your work. We so appreciate hearing that you actually speak the word of God when you defend this country, when you speak about wanting to make this country great, when you speak against drugs coming in to this country, when you speak about not having socialism taught in our schools so that our people can be free and remain free. We thank you for your position on the unborn children. We thank you that you stand by what you said you would do when you were giving campaign speeches, when you gave your inaugural speech, when you gave the State of the Union talk to our nation. We thank you that in spite of everything that is done against you, and Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrat biased media that is constantly wasting time and energy and money of this country that should be put toward exactly what you're doing, like building a wall so that this country can remain free, that we can hear excellent programming that encourages us to believe that you are still there fighting for us, which we know you are.
Annalise, thank you so much. You've gone over the gamut here as far as time, but we got in your major sentiment. Thank you so much. Debbie in Tennessee, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, we love you. You're the best president that I've ever had in my lifetime, and I think you're a beautiful person. And you're being prayed for every day by my prayer team in my church. And I want you to continue to stop abortion and don't be bullied by the Democrats and half of the Republicans that are going the wrong direction. And build that wall. Don't stop at anything. We need that wall. And thank you for standing for Israel. We love you. You're the best. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Debbie, for your call. Michael in Albany, Kentucky. Dear Mr. President.
Yes, dear Mr. President, I thank you for standing up for the Christians. I thank you for being the man that you say you are. And we continue praying for you. And just remember to keep reading the King James Version Bible. It will guide you and it will never stray you wrong. I thank you. And God bless you.
Michael, thank you for your call today. It's our segment called Dear Mr. President, and we are going to be taking a break and come back even into the final section of the program today to continue to take your phone calls here on Crosstalk. All the lines are busy again right now. They're filling up almost instantaneously, and I would like to encourage you that when you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call at 800-733-9829. Dear Mr. President, our segment today here on Crosstalk, as we encourage you, of course, to be in prayer for our leadership across this land. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We're continuing our series on brainwashing. First step was remove leaders that are principled people. Two was to create moral confusion. And three, teach revisionist history. In fact, that's what's happened in America going all the way back to the Clinton administration. We saw national standards for history that did not want to teach accurate history. We saw the removal of patriotic figures, founding fathers, who were all about a constitutional republic. Well, if you're going to break down a constitutional republic, you certainly can't teach about a constitutional republic. And one way you do that is by breaking down the idea of absolute truth, because a constitutional republic is based on the law of the divine. That's according to William Blackstone, the leading scholar for the founding fathers. So you cannot teach any history on patriotism, sovereignty, borders. Everything that is against globalism, you must eliminate. That's how you brainwash a people.
Our program today is entitled Dear Mr. President, of which a copy of the CD will be out before the week is ended here to the White House, and giving you opportunity, if you had a minute or less to share with the president, what would you share? We're going next to Eddie in Texas. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you so much, President, for the well-being of our country, for standing up for Israel. And one more thing, Mr. President. When Nancy Pelosi took a hold of that gavel, I mean, she should really let go of it and get a hold of herself. Thank you, Mr. President, for keeping up the good work for our country. God bless you and your family.
Thank you, Eddie. To Annette in Greendale, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President. Hello, Annette. Hello, Annette. Daphne in Ohio. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, we want to thank you that you stand for what is right. We pray that God will carry you through. God bless you and your family. Keep America great. The prayers will keep you going. God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you, Daphne. William in Wisconsin, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you for standing up for our sovereignty and to uphold the Constitution and protect our religious freedoms, our freedom of speech, our freedom to assembly. Thank you for standing up for life. Thank you for supporting Israel. And, Mr. President, thank you so much for standing up for the sovereignty issue again. Please call Mr. Tom DeWeese at American Policy. And, dear Mr. President, I know the people in the Midwest, we just really appreciate all you've done for us. And if there's anything we can do for you, we'll pray for you. And thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, William. And to Eddie in Walker, Louisiana, dear Mr. President.
Mr. President, I think it was last week, I heard a Democrat criticizing you for having the nerve to keep all your campaign promises, sir. In my day, a man's integrity, or a man's measure was measured by his integrity, sir. As far as I'm concerned, you're 15 feet tall. God bless you and thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eddie. Jeff in Racine County, dear Mr. President.
I just want to let you know I'm for the wall, and I'm praying for your wife. I've been praying for the wife of Clarence Thomas for 20 years, off and on. And thanks for helping out at Foxconn. I hope to work there someday. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Terry is calling from Glasgow, Kentucky. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, we know that God appoints leaders and kings, and he appointed you at this specific time to represent our nation. So give him the honor and the glory. He will bless you and our nation for it. And also take care of the widowed, orphaned, and our veterans. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. And to another caller from Kentucky, Lisa, dear Mr. President.
I appreciate all you're doing. I appreciate you standing for Israel. I appreciate you trying to stop this abortion. And I really wish that he could get Nancy Pelosi out of there and a few others, because I don't know what's wrong with them. If they had kids or grandkids, you'd think they'd want better. But anyway, and also appreciate that he's trying to get the wall built. If people would realize he's just trying to protect us, and it's not that he's prejudiced or anything like that. He's just trying to protect us, which that's what he's supposed to do. But I really think he's doing a great job, and if he runs again, I will definitely vote for him. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk, dear Mr. President. Susan is next in St. Louisville, Ohio. You're on the air, Susan.
All right, thank you. Dear Mr. President, I would like for you, please, to rescind the order that Bill Clinton signed saying that when you turn 65, you have to go on Medicare or you'll lose your Social Security benefits. I don't want to go on Medicare, as a lot of seniors don't. And, so yes, I would just say, please rescind it. It was not a bill. It was just, I think, an executive order or a directive to have us move over to Medicare when we turn 65, or we cannot have our Social Security benefits. That's just horrible, you know. So anyhow, that's my request. And, you're in my prayers. And, thank you for your being a patriot.
Thank you, Susan. Mike in Marshfield, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, thank you for standing for godly biblical principles, for defending the unborn, and for defending Israel. And stand firm against those who would oppose you. I pray for you often.
Thank you, Mike. Barbara in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Hello, Mr. President. You're doing a good job. You're supporting Israel. America may get less and less, but we all know Israel wins in the end, so you're doing a great job. Thank you. Bye.
Stephanie, Mobile, Alabama. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, one day I pray that you will stop turning to Twitter to face our problems and actually do something about it.
Okay, we are sorry, can't allow your obscene language come through here on the program. And nice try, though. Candy in Dalton, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, we love you. We love what you're doing. If all Republicans have the guts that you have, we wouldn't be in the position we're in. Please stand up for the unborn, continuing to do that, and please build the wall. Thank you.
Thank you, Candy. Rick in Norwalk, Wisconsin. Dear Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Dear Mr. President, we are honored to have you in office. I ask you to consider asking the Lord to direct your every move, and if he's not your Lord and Savior, in your quiet time when you're alone, ask him to be your Lord and Savior. We believe you are in office for such a time as this. And God bless you. We're praying for you.
Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk. And many seeking to get through on the program today as we are in the final moments here of the broadcast, and encourage you to be in prayer for the president. And we had a previous caller. We would certainly allow the comments, but when their comments turned obscene, we had to terminate those here on the air. But friends, a critical time for our nation, a critical time in which we live, and we do encourage you, as we did from the outset of the program, to certainly to keep our president in prayer and those that are in authority over us. I think we have time for one final one. Marianne in Milwaukee, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, thank you for attending the prayer breakfast and showing the humility of a truly great president. I voted for you. I'll continue to. And I would really like you to continue accepting whatever Congress gives you on the wall funding, because that will be a springboard to future funding from them.
Thank you so much. We're out of time here, Marianne. Thank you for your call, and to all of you participating on the program today in Dear Mr. President. A reminder that Scripture says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk, and certainly be in prayer for the president, and also as we'll be sending a copy of this CD to him as well. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.